91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
Thank you. Christine. You're beautiful and you're mine.
That was Ringo from his 1973 release, Ringo, and we heard You're 16, really big hit for him. He had a lot of hits from that album, and actually he outsold the other three Beatles for quite a while. And we started that set off with I Feel Fine from the Beatles' 1962 to 1966 double album. That was also released in 1973, and I actually spun it from a vinyl 45, though, if you couldn't tell, because it doesn't sound right the way they remastered it, so that's my thing. And then we carried on with Tight As. The S is actually a dollar sign on the album, and that's from John Lennon's album Mind Games. All those released in 1973. Of course, I Feel Fine released back in, I think, 65 originally, but put on that compilation that we call the Red Album. They had, in 1973, Capitol put out a 62 to 66 double album and a 67 to 70 double album with all the favorite Beatles songs of that time. And so this is The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And we're in 1973 again. We're in part four of 1973, probably going to be able to do a part five next week if all goes well. And so that means that we're going to be playing all Beatle-related material that was released in 1973, including the Beatles themselves, as well as George, John, Paul, and Ringo. I said that out of order, and I got mixed up. John, George, Paul, and Ringo. How's that sound? And as well as other things that were on the radio in 1973, if you were listening to progressive rock radio, you know, this is the kind of experience you would have had if you were listening and heard the Beatles come along and then heard other things that were released in that year as well. So it's time for this week's trivia question. And I have to read this from the email. This is actually courtesy of Joel from Avon, Connecticut, good friend of mine that knows a lot about the Beatles, knows more than me probably. Here is the question, and by the way, the number you need to call if you have the answer and want to win a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey, is 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545. Here's the question. First, I have to set it up. John Lennon met the composing half of a songwriting team that he idolized in 1965 at the Warwick Hotel in Manhattan, and he was very rude to her, and she was insulted. And she wrote about it in her book that I'll tell you about later. But 11 years later, when he was asked about it, he admitted it. And he said, well, it was because he was intimidated, knowing that she and her partner were such great songwriters. And, of course, they preceded him, so he kind of idolized her and him. And he said, I couldn't think of anything to say that didn't sound stupid, so I did what was comfortable and made the smart remark. So the question is, who was he talking to? Who was the half of the songwriting team that he idolized? And the hint is that it's a woman, and it's also someone that the Beatles had covered at least once. So who was it that he insulted and then admitted years later? 908-852-4545 if you know the answer. First person to call will receive a gift certificate if you have the right answer. Now we're going to hear a song that goes out to Regina in Stuartsville.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall.
From having fun, and when the
And that was Eric Clapton with Pearly Queen from his 1973 release, Eric Clapton's Rainbow Concert. And, of course, that was Steve Winwood on lead vocals. And we started that set off with In My Life from the Rubber Soul album by the Beatles. That goes out to Regina in Stewartsville. And it just goes to show you that what's really important are the good relationships in your life, and you can't really worry about the bad ones. And it also shows that a day that starts out stressful can end pretty nice. So that goes out to you. And we're going to take a short break then now and carry on with some more music. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault. So after the break, some more music.
Hi, this is Helen Forster. Be sure to tune in to E-Town this week. The legendary Jayhawks are back together and they're with us. Also joining us, Justin Townsend and the winner of the Achievement Award this week in E-Town. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from our members and the Sherman Theater, presenting the 5th Annual Pocono Raceway Festival, Saturday, June 8th on Main Street in downtown Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. The headliner will be Southern rock band Dickie Betts and Great Southern. More information available at theshermantheater.com or by phone 570-420-2808.
So, you have been listening to WNTI and all of a sudden, something new comes along. Who was that, you ask? With the WNTI Music Shop, now you can find all the answers. Just go to WNTI.org and click on the WNTI Music Shop link on the homepage. Here you will find a listing of all the current new music, updated weekly, and you can find out how your online purchases can support WNTI. Visit the WNTI Music Shop at WNTI.org today.
Ask me why. never say goodbye to my love. It's understood. It's everywhere with my
Nobody knows where.
91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College.
She's not a girl who misses much. Oh, yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. The man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust. I'm gone down. Mother Superior jumped the gun. 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 Mother Superior jumped the gun.
No.
That was Mott the Hoople with All the Way from Memphis from their 73 album, Mott. And we started that set off way back when with Wings from the album Red Rose Speedway, one of two albums released that year, the other one later in the year being Band on the Run. And we heard My Love from that album, which was also, of course, the leading single from it. Very, very big hit for Paul McCartney and Wings. And we carried on then with Dream On from Aerosmith's debut album, eponymously called Aerosmith. And then we carried on with Happiness is a Warm Gun from the White Album, the one called The Beatles. And that has nothing to do with 1973 because, well, I mean, it might have been on the radio, but it wasn't released in that year in any form. But Tommy from Long Valley requested it. And since he's a loyal listener and a new listener, actually, just discovered the station, or at least this show. And so we, you know, wanted to send that out to Tommy in Long Valley. Thank you very much for listening and for making that request. We are going to take a short break. This is The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Alton. We're taking you through the 1973 radio listening experience, wherein you will hear songs by John, George, Paul, and Ringo, or the Beatles as a band, interspersed with all kinds of other material, such as the Mott the Hoople song we just heard that was also released in 1973. That might be what it was like to listen to the progressive rock radio in the year 1973, with all the old stuff too, but we like to play things that were released in that year. So we're going to take a short break and carry on with some more music, and in about 10 minutes, we'll reveal the answer to the trivia question.
Hi, this is Katie O, host of Katie O Radio. Tune in Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight for a great mix of alternative, including indie, ska, and punk. So join me Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org, public radio from Centenary College.
Support for WNTI comes from our members and the Newton Theater, located on Spring Street in Newton, New Jersey.
Coming to the Newton Theater on Saturday, August 10th, Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks.
More information and tickets available at thenewtontheater.com or by phone 973-383-3700.
WNTI support comes from our members and Serene Scene Landscaping of Bangor, Pennsylvania, offering landscaping design and installation of paver walkways and patios, lawn installations, water gardens, block and stone retaining walls, and more. Information available by phone 610-381-4794 or online at sereneseenelandscaping.com.
Thank you.
And that was the Doobie Brothers with Ukiah from their 73 release, The Captain and Me. And before that, we heard from George Harrison's album, Living in the Material World. That was the title track from that record. And this is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and this is 1973. All the songs we're playing, except for a couple, were released in 1973 in one way or another. And we have an answer to the trivia question. And actually, we had a number of callers with the correct answer. And the question was essentially that John Lennon had met the half of a songwriting team in 1965, a team that he admired greatly that preceded him in the professional world of songwriting. He met them at the Warwick, or he met the woman half of the songwriting team at the Warwick Hotel in Manhattan. And he was very rude. He insulted her, and she felt insulted. 11 years later, when he was asked about it, he admitted to it, and he admitted it, and he said that he knew that he was insulting her, but he said, "I couldn't think of anything to say that didn't sound stupid, so I did what was comfortable and made the smart remark." So the question was, who was that songwriter, a part of that songwriting team that he insulted? And the answer was Carole King, and she related that in her 2012 book, A Natural Woman. And let's see. Phil from Bangor, Pennsylvania, Greg from Sparta, New Jersey, Emily from Schooley Mountain, New Jersey, and Ralph from Cedar Knolls, New Jersey all knew the answer, but the individual listener who got the gift certificate was Nona from Hackettstown, New Jersey. So she gets the gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique. Now we're going to carry on with a song that was written by Carole King and her husband of the time, Jerry Goffin, and the Beatles covered out of respect for them, and of course because it was in their act when they played at the Cavern and in all over Germany, Hamburg, that is. So we're going to listen to Chains.
Chains, my baby's got me locked up in chains.
in a field with you. Would you like to do it to me? Would you like to do it too? I'd like to stand in a stream with you. Roll my trousers up and not feel blue. I'd like to wash in a stream with you. Would you like to do it too? You and I, country dreamer. When there's nothing else to do, me oh my country dreamer. Make a country dream come true. I'd like to climb up a hill with you, stand on top and admire the view. I'd like to roll down a hill with you. Would you like to do it too? You and I, country dreamer. When there's nothing else to do, me oh my, country dreamer. Make a country dream come true.
Beatles with Lady Madonna from the 1967 to 1970 album. And let's see, we're going to go out with a little more Beatles here. Here we go. This is 1973. We're listening to The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles, just as if you were listening to the radio in 1973. That song was re-released as part of the Blue double album 1967 to 1970. Before that, we heard Country Dreamer from The Wings, which was actually the B-side of the Helen Wheels single released in 1973. Now it's available on the Band on the Run re-release. And we started that set off with Change from the Beatles, covering Carole King on their first album, Please Please Me. Again, this is The Cavern. Next week, we'll do part five of the Beatles' 1973 radio experience.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Support for WNTI comes from our members and the historic Blairstown Theater, located on Main Street in Blairstown, New Jersey. Coming to the historic Blairstown Theater on Friday, June 7th, Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds, and on Saturday, June 8th, The Soviet. Tickets and information available online at thehpt.com or by phone 908-349-1428.